USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night saw 10 Democratic White House hopefuls on the same stage in Houston. Gun control was one of the big issues. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's received a death threat today after saying this last night.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
The threat O'Rourke refers to is a response from Republican Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, who tweeted last night that his AR-15 was, quote, ready for O'Rourke. Kane had more to say this morning, calling O'Rourke a child in another tweet, although he's taken the original tweet down. The east coast of Florida is being warned about what could be a tropical storm when it gets there this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Retail sales are up more than expected. They rose 0.4% in August, according to the government's report just released, double the 0.2% retail analysts had forecast. The 0.4% bump follows an 0.8% advance in the month of July. Stocks mostly higher today on Wall Street so far, as the U.S. and China have been swapping trade concessions. Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has hit CVS with a $400 million defamation lawsuit. The suit was filed yesterday claiming the network defamed the Democrat when it broadcast interviews with two women who have accused him of sexual assault. His accusers spoke out in an interview with CBS's Gail King earlier this year. Fairfax denies the accusations. The suit says he took action against CBS to restore his reputation and to clear his name. But CBS says it stands by its reporting. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States giving an additional $4 million for humanitarian aid to the Bahamas to help it recover from Hurricane Dorian. U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Mark Green announcing that yesterday's contribution brings the entire U.S. government funds to help the island nation recover to more than $10 million.
This additional funding will support emergency shelter, health, water, sanitation, and hygiene, and psychosocial support for people who have been impacted by the hurricane.
The State Department saying the U.S. is working with 15 other nations in providing aid to the Bahamas, which were struck by a Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. Meanwhile, the Bahamas government has reduced the number of those believed unaccounted for from about 2,500 on Wednesday down to about 1,300 as of yesterday. Oh, and guess who's turning 50 today? Yes, Scooby-Doo, as it was 50 years ago today, September 13, 1969, that CBS premiered the animated comedy Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And, of course, the start of the series with those meddling teenagers. Find us online anytime at USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.